This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I think I'm here. Astros win. Up 3-1 in the series. Wow. I'm pumped. I'm stoked. Well, I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
It's Johnny B, everybody. How's it going, Captain Mickey?
Man, don't you just love it when our H-Town teams win?
Yeah, fall is in the air. Astros are having success. The Texans are on a run so far. Man, it's a great time to be alive.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It is. It's all good. Well, welcome to the show, folks. Good to have you here on this Friday morning. A little rainy out there this morning, a lot of light showers in the area coming off that low pressure moving through the Gulf rapidly. But anyway, let's get rolling. Our sponsors for today's show, the Belleville Meat Market, McLean Trailers, Castaway Rods, Texan Roofing, and Skeeter's Auto Service. So weather right now, it's 62 down in Galveston. And with light rain, there's a light rain shower going on down there right now. They're calling for a 30% chance today. You know, a few showers early with bright sunshine by the afternoon. It'd be nice to see the old sun again. High of 77, winds will be northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, clear skies, low of 72. Going to warm up now. Winds will be light and bearable. And those southwest winds will be returning to bring our temperatures back up over the weekend. Looks like mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 83, winds will be southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And looking at our tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low that occurred at 1:16 a.m. It was a 1.5. Then our highs next at 4:20 a.m., a 1.6. Then a low at 1:24 p.m., an 0.3. Then a high at 10:22 p.m., a 1.8, sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m., sunset, 6:46 p.m., and moon phase is 85%. Current conditions, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have an east wind at 11, gusting to 16. Wave heights are 3.9 feet. We'll just call that 4 feet, with a dominant wave period of 6 seconds. Eagle Point, northeast at 11 to 13, and Morgan's Point, east at 6 to 7 miles per hour, and low barometric pressure readings at all these stations, 29.85 and falling. With that low out in front of us in the Gulf, barometric pressure is down this morning. Fish ought to be biting again, like yesterday. But anyway, that's where we stand. Let's go get started off in the Tri-Bay area this morning. Let's go over and talk to our good friend, the Hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond. Glenn, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Captain Mickey, and you?
Oh, I couldn't be better after that ball game last night. I can sleep today because I didn't get much last night. I stayed till the bitter end. I just never shut the door on the Yankees. You never know what might explode if you give up on the Astros. Might as well stick it out to the end.
What a game. What a game.
Yeah, it was.
Go Astros. Boy,
oh, baby.
I stayed up till the end, too, and that's very, very unusual for me. Anyway, no, it's a good time for sports. Seeing the Texans win, and you know what I mean, and they got a pretty good record, and what the Astros are doing. And I'll tell you what, they were really impressive last night. And at first, I was kind of shaky about Greinke's, start. But
no, he settled down really good, man. That's what real pros do right there after that shaky first inning. We're lucky to get out with only one run. That was awesome.
Hey, man, they stranded eight. I counted at least eight base runners, and I think we stranded like three base runners. But we had it two times in a row that was like, loaded up, bases loaded, man, and they got out of that mess, and I don't know how they did it, but anyway, that was fun stuff to watch. We got water all around us this morning, Captain Mickey. That tide is really boiled up, buddy. Really, I might have made a mistake because I didn't realize. I mean, I knew we had that little tropical thing, and it kept saying it's going to turn right, it's going to turn right, it's going to go across and go. Well, I underestimated how much water that pushed in here from where we are down by the Freeport jetties, and I got water up underneath on my slab.
We're still on our equinox, and anytime you pull a northeast wind like we did yesterday, you're going to get some tides, and it's going to push that water in here, and especially with the east this morning. So, yeah, we should be bulled up. We should be running about a foot or two above normal.
It is. I'm telling you what. Here's how it went. I started off the week. I went and picked my trailer up. You know, I took it back to McLean. Bless her heart. Just a couple of issues, a couple of small things to get settled out, and they fixed me right up, and I went out Monday and picked it up, so I finally got it. Monday afternoon, my wife and I got to go out for a little boat ride and take the dogs, and I threw some salt plastics, and heck, man, I didn't have much trouble at all. I probably had three trout I could have kept, and I probably caught 5 or 10, you know, something like that, just undersized fish, and throwing salt plastics on a 8-ounce lead head. Tuesday, you know, another weather deal, and just the sun popped out, and it was like, hey, man, let's go see how that trailer is going to work. So I went over and made some adjustments on the trailer, just with the arms and where the tail lights are and all that stuff. But I got all that stuff going, and I want to throw out extra thanks to Miguel out there in the McLean Trailers for taking care of me and getting me out of there. And I really appreciate everything they did, buddy. And got me a brand new ride underneath my boat. And, oh, man, it's like a kid in a candy store. But Wednesday, that front arrived about 10 o'clock in the morning. I think we had all day long 18 to 25 coming out of the due north. And then I looked over across the bay, and there's 10 trucks, eight to 10 trucks, I'm not exaggerating, over at the boat ramp with it blowing 25. These folks are just mad at these fish. But, you know, it's a lot of people down here now, and our area is not getting any bigger, but it's like every ditch, every canal, every bayou, everywhere I look, I've seen a fisherman or a boat, or it's like, man, it's pretty
well. It's easy pickings this time of year, you know, because it's fall, and this time, you know, in October, you know, you fish your funnel points where, you know, it's very easy. The fish are concentrated in these bayou drains and ditches and everything else, especially flounder, and they're flounder fishing and trout fishing. So,
well, we're ready for all of that. I'm telling you,
early bird gets a worm on those deals.
That's right. That's right. I got a bull reds are fixing to show up at the jetties or on the beachfront. If you want to fish and do some long rodding and stuff, and if the surf allows you to, look for them to start stacking up at the Freeport jetties and all along the beachfront and down at the St. Louis Pass Bridge. I mean, if you want to go for the big fish and go get you some cut mullet or some squid or even crack crab, and that's some of the best bull red bait in the world. We are seeing a little bit of bird activity back in the bay right now. It's nothing, you know, nothing, just kind of sporadic and sparse, but we are seeing some bird action. And I think right now, I was going to say, hey, man, I hear them talking about that Texas roach all the time, and I've always done good. And for the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, or maybe even 15 years, being with Bob Norton, and he's having that, he had that Texas roach going on way back in the day. But Norton sand eels seem to be working. I'm using down south lures, and the darker colors seem to be working. And so what I mean, a little bit I get to throw, because the customers all want to throw live bait, and that's fine with me because it's right around the corner, and all the bait camps are holding some bait and everything. But it's been pretty good down here, Captain Mickey. I haven't heard anything from any friends or anything, but I'm fixing to start getting some reports. I fish I don't fish chocolate. I hear a lot about a lot going on over in Chocolate Bay and a lot going on around Bird Island, around San Luis Pass. So it just depends on what water body of water that you're familiarized with, and you know what I mean, and how you get around the bay and stuff and where you're going to catch your fish. This time of year, you know, I'm go out in the bay and just look around. If you got a good set of eyeballs or a pair of eyeballs, you can find some birds working out there. And, you know, it's usually plenty of fast action this time of year. I think we're one more, maybe two more cold fronts away from really kicking those white shrimp in the butt and getting that migration going, that shrimp getting out of here, and then the birds are working, and it's all on like a chicken bone. But, hey, man, no complaints on this end. I'm glad to have my trailer back. I'm back on the road, dude. We're, like I said, we're trying to close down the, not trying, we're going to kind of winterize the shave ice stand for the winter, and we'll just be on a fishing trip for the rest of the year. But, it's all good down here, man. All good. Let's see, I haven't really talked to anybody that has anything worth a darn saying, you know, so, if you're coming down here in this area, just give yourself plenty of time. There's a lot of construction, a lot of shift work down here, a lot of shutdowns, and a lot of crank job starters. So a lot of traffic on 332 coming down by Bucky's and coming out of 288 when you come to Lake Jackson and down to the Freeport area, man. It's just if you're coming early in the morning or late at night, like I said, they're letting them out at all kind of different shifts, and plenty of traffic down here. So, but hey, man, we'll see what else is going on. I've heard my buddy went hunting and thought the deer were going to be moving, and he's up in, I think, by College Station. They got a big lease up there. And he said they wouldn't nothing. He thought the cold front would have really made those deer move. I think they're bow hunters, though. That's the only thing open right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Unless, anyway, you know, it's an MLD ranch where they can, you know, start shooting already. But, no, you're right.
Yeah, I think they were with bow hunters.
It's bow season. But, open rifle season will be the first weekend of November.
Well, shoot, fire, I'm kind of folding my guns up and just kind of staying home and feeding the fish, man. I enjoy doing that. But, God darn it, man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I got plenty of openings, and it is a great time of year. If you ever wanted to pick up a rod and reel and throw a soft plastic or throw some kind of artificial, well, I encourage you to come on down and let's get out there and do us a trip, because that's what it is right now. It's matching the hatch. There's a lot of bait in the water. It's going to be getting out of here. Just I don't know what that brought our water temperature down. I missed you a while ago on what you said. It was 82 degrees a week ago, and I think it's probably down now to 78. You know,
yeah, maybe. Anywhere from 68 to 74 all over the bay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, come on down with it. That's what we're waiting on right there. Just that little bit of cooling will make all the difference in the world. We're not targeting flounder. I will do flounder trips if somebody special, you know, really wants to go after the flounder. Well, let's put some mud minnows and some finger mullet on there, and we'll get serious, and we'll get in the ditches and guts and cuts and drains and all of that stuff. You know, we'll sit there.
Well, they're hammering
that
them right
like
now. It's good. The flounder season is kicking off. It's good to go.
That's what I hear, and I can't wait to get me some of them anyway.
Well, all right, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good to hear from you this morning. If somebody wants to call you about coming over in that Tri-Bay area and fishing with you, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Very simple. 713-208-0683. And y'all have a great weekend, Captain Mickey.
We're going to do it. You too, my friend. See you now. Thank you, Glenn.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. All right. That's the hammer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the Bayou City on this kind of little bit of light rain morning. That's supposed to clear out, so it's all good. Bull tides, I know that. If you're going wading, go to your shallowest spot. Get out of the wind. All right. So let's go down to Matagorda now. Let's talk to our good friend, Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's up to this morning. Tommy, what's going on, man?
Hey, Mickey, what's going on?
Just hanging out. Trying to survive, man. Trying to stay awake till I get off this morning. I stayed up with those Astros all night.
I did, too. I finished it out.
Boy, that was a quick nap last night, bud.
I finished it out.
I did, too.
Did you, you said something about light rain?
Yeah, over this way. I don't see any on radar over your way.
I got you.
It's not bad. It's just that old drizzly, sprinkly, you know, just slimy stuff. It's not bad at all. It's real light.
That makes it a little bit colder, though.
Yeah, everything's east of you. Everything's kind of seems to be what's moving inland is moving in between you and Galveston and in parts of our area here, but that's it.
I got you. Yeah, it just makes it a little bit chillier when you get wet.
Yeah, well, put on the goods.
Yeah. I was debating on what to wear, too. That's what I was doing when you called. I was debating. Figure out how to dress this morning. You know, it's been so weird lately. It's cold and hot, and cold in the morning, and you're burning up. You know how that is.
Yeah. Well.
But we're going to go do it. Got a couple of other big tournaments like always over here, seems like.
Yeah, you got that. You got one today and one tomorrow, right?
Right. Right, we got the trout blast today, and they said that there was over 500 people in it. So,
yeah, I think I heard 127 boats or something.
Yeah, that's right. You can pretty much say three people per boat, and they said there was over 500 people, so you can kind of figure it out.
Oh well, that's yeah,
close to 200 a boat probably, but there'll be some boats with four, but there's going to be, like you said, at least 125, 130 boats.
Man.
And then tomorrow's that JH Boat Owners Tournament. It's gotten pretty big, too. I don't know how many boats are in it, but it was pretty big last year.
Last time I heard, 57 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe so. I know it sure appeared pretty big last year, so I figured it'd be even bigger this year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's two in a row. I think the weather will be good for both of them.
Yeah, you're going to have southwest wind tomorrow. It's going to warm up. I think high tomorrow is about 83 or something.
So today's the last cool day.
Yeah, it's going to go southwest and, you know, ahead of that next front, it'll be here Sunday night or Monday morning. Got another front coming.
Yeah, and then, two next week, isn't there?
Yeah, we're going to catch one early in the week and one late in the week.
Right. Somebody said the one late in the week was pretty big. That's what I heard. Somebody was saying that it was supposed to blow pretty hard the one late in the week.
Yeah. Well, bring them on.
Yeah.
Fall is finally getting here.
Yeah, fly fishing's great. I mean, I can't complain at all. I mean, you know, everybody's catching them pretty much every way. I mean, wading, you're catching them, you know, anytime you want to do. If you want to wade, they're catching them. Drifting, I mean, the only time it's slow drifting is like, the day the front blows in and it's blowing real hard, you know, that makes it a little tougher. But
right.
I mean, people are still catching them. You know, you can still, there's still boxes coming in. You know, you're still seeing people catch them even when it's blowing north at 20. our tides are, like you said, it's crazy how the tides are staying high. And, you know, you got fronts rolling in and still got high tides.
Well, fall equinox.
It's not going.
People like to blame it on global warming or whatever they want to call it. But it's been going on forever. It's been as long as I've been alive, I've seen the fall equinox. It always happens. And then when you combine a northeast or an east wind with it, it's even more extreme.
That's the deal. If we'd pull a northwest wind, you know, at 20 or 30, it'd be different.
Then it'd be normal.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be so high. Even maybe a due north would drop it a little bit, but we'll keep pulling northeast.
Yeah. Well, these little fronts this time of year, you know, they come through north.
Yeah.
And then immediately go northeast winds, you know, as that high pressure slides
right.
to the east.
Right, like quick.
It's been going on since the beginning of time.
Which I think northeast wind, to me, is the coldest. Not the coldest. That's the coldest wind there is.
It'll do. A northeast and east wind will cut you in half out there, man.
And that northeast wind will get you. That will. That always gets me. But yeah, we still holding steady, you know. I mean, our water's staying pretty good. The day that it blows hard, it kind of chops up a little bit, but it, you know, it's coming right back, cleared, like, real quick, you know, the next day.
It'll yeah, with clear. Your that helped you a lot in East Bay with the water temperatures dropping down now. It doesn't get near as dirty.
Nope.
It's and if it and does, higher, it cleans up quick.
The higher right. water helps, too.
True.
So when we got big tides, our water stays clear. So when you got the combination of the big tides and the colder water, we're staying a lot clearer. You know, now, when it turns around and blows out of the south, sometimes pretty hard, it can... I don't know, that does weird things lately, but that's what I was kind of worried about that Sunday. You know, my Sunday, I don't know, they're saying it's going to, some channels are saying it's going to blow hard Sunday out of the south, and some aren't. I don't know what's, you know, I can't tell you.
Too early to call. You got to
too early to call.
Wait to the last minute to really make the call.
At least that you got to almost do the day before. I mean, it's got, you know, you can't make that call no more.
No.
You never know what they change so much. And especially with rain, I mean, you almost got to make that call at the dock. You can't.
That's what I usually do is make it on a phone call in the mornings before they leave the house.
Right. Unless they're saying like 100%, you know, you got to make that call in the morning.
I remember one day this year they were calling for 80-90%. And it was looking like a washout, and we ended up fishing all day and never got a drop of rain on us.
Right, yeah. I've seen that a couple times. Yeah.
And so it's 30% days you got to worry about.
Yeah. I think that's what I said. One day was 30%, and we couldn't do nothing. It flooded the whole day. Yeah. But, oh, well.
What's working good for you? What pattern is... Do you prefer right now with lures and depth of water and all that? What's working the best for you?
Well, I've been, with the tides being high, it seems like I've been keying on the high spots, you know, of the reefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been keying on shell, and then I've been keying on the high spots, the spots that's normally the shallowest.
Right.
You know, the shallowest spots of the reef, what's normally the shallow spots of the reef, that's where I've been. Because they're still 4 foot, you know what I mean, now, you know. So that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been fishing reefs that are typically shallow, like reefs that you normally wade, not that I don't normally drift. I've been kind of going backwards. You know, I've been kind of drifting the reefs that are normally the shallower reefs. That's kind of what I've been doing. And I've been looking for the high spots in the reefs. And then, I just seems like I've been throwing quarter ounce jig head mostly.
Right.
Quarter ounce jig head and kind of tickling the shell, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the, I don't know.
Little bottom tickling.
Yeah, day before yesterday, I guess. Whatever day that was, I had one guy, I mean, we were saying the old saying, if you wasn't getting hung up every now and then, you wasn't catching them.
Yeah.
Because the guy that in the boat that started, you know, doing that, I noticed he was the one catching the most, the one that was getting hung up. So we kind of – I figured that out real quick. As far as colors go, man, I don't know. I'd say normally I'm a dark color guy. I usually always throw dark colors, but it seems like light color has been working a little bit better.
That's what worked for me last week. Anything kind of anything blondish, you know, or dull white, yeah, something like that, kind of, you know, match the white shrimp hatch.
Right.
You know how the white shrimp look in the water? That's kind of been working, you know.
Yeah, that's – I had Monday in my boat. I had a guy named Buzzy from down here, a local guy, and he was throwing a glow. And
that's it. Yep.
And I mean, he by far caught more fish than anybody in the boat. So after that, I kind of started throwing lighter colors this week.
That's what I was throwing in the Little John last week, was the glow.
Glow, yeah. That's what. Been a good one.
Kind of looks, you know, when you put it in the water, it kind of looks bone, you know.
Yeah. Real good and clear water, too, you know.
Yeah.
Good clear bait. Been throwing that with quarter-ounce head. That seems to be the best, you know.
Right.
You still always throw the old cork and gulp. That never stops working. Or the cork and DOA. I had a guy throwing a cork with a DOA shrimp. Once he figured out, once we dialed in the depth, he got his depth on that cork right with that DOA shrimp, and he started getting them pretty good.
Yeah. Well.
So, you know, that always works, that especially for redfish. If you're trying to catch redfish, I don't know if there's ever been a bait, maybe a gold spoon, but other than a gold spoon, I don't know if there's ever been anything better than a gulp for redfish. As far as artificial bait goes,
I can relate to that. I call gulp synthetic dead bait.
Synthetic dead bait.
Yeah, synthetic dead.
Man, them redfish sure like it.
They do. They love that old nasty smell out of it. Puts off a lot of scent.
I mean, it's the next best thing to mullet.
Redfish, you know, have some nostrils on them, man.
They
smell
can
it up.
When you're in a pot of red, like when you're in some back lakes and stuff, you can test it out. You can throw a cork and just throw a tail. Throw a cork in a tail and then have one guy throwing a cork in a gulp. Same leader, same everything. And you can, that guy with that gulp is going to outfish him.
Oh, yeah, he's going to smoke the other guy. No doubt. Well, cool. Well, Tommy, I got to roll. It's break time, but if somebody wants to come down and light it up with you, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, come on down. It's going to be a great fall, probably a great winter, too. So,
you can bet on it.
Look me up, Captain Tommy Alexander. Best way is just give me a call, 979-709-8242.
Sounds like a winner, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one, I think.
Well, Tommy, good luck today. You're going to have a little traffic out there, but...
We're going to have a lot of traffic. The river's all clear and everything, so... You know, everything's pretty fishable. High tides and clear. It might spread everybody out, you know.
Yeah. Well, do your best, man.
That's the one thing good. Spreads everybody out when everything's good.
Okay, Tommy. Good to talk to you, and good luck. Break a leg, man. All right, buddy. See you.
Take it easy.
All right. All right, that's Captain Tommy Alexander down in Matagorda.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Early morning sickos, living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
But these goofy catfish are messing with me. I can't figure out what the heck's going on. Normally I'm catching a whole fistful of big ones. Right now, I'm catching the whole fistful of little ones. Yesterday, that was just the craziest thing I ever seen.
Come on, baby.
Move over, Rover. Let Mickey take over.
Mickey take over. Tell us all that. You pull up weight, nothing to you tell us.
Hey guys, y'all have a good one. Y'all sound good, and we're listening to you. So just continue on, guys. See you
later. Tex, see you, brother.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you wanna hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Well, I wish you the best today, my friend. I hope you you have a successful day out there.
Oh, I'm already had a successful day. I'm standing up. All the rest of it is just a bonus.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:37 right here in the Bayou City. Let's head down to South Padre now and let's talk to Captain Brian Barrera, see what's going on down his way. Brian, good morning.
Morning, sir. You doing all right today?
I couldn't be better. Life is all good. Right. Big Astros win last night, and I'm stoked. Yeah. I am stoked.
I'm stoked. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Nothing better than beating the New York Yankees in their own house.
I would,
nothing better.
There's not another team. Yeah, there's not another team I'd rather put the stomp into. That's almost as good as if we were to put the stomp into the Patriots or something like that.
Yeah, no joke. something about it, man. Winning two in a row in Yankee Stadium, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Come home and seal the deal here.
No, I want to seal it tonight. I can just come home with a ALCS trophy, and we'll celebrate without a game.
Oh, shoot, I thought they were
coming
home. No,
they got a game tonight. Verlander's going to start.
Oh, shoot, here we go.
We're going to put stud on the mound tonight and see what happens. Yeah. Got our quarter horse and got him on the mound. Here we go.
Oh, that's good. Yep. How's fishing going? You get to get on the water this
week?
Yeah,
the fishing's picking up over here, and, you know, we're starting to get into the full swing of fall. Flounder run's going wide open. Redfish like crazy at the jetties. Trout biting.
Yeah,
life's good. Water's getting better, cooler.
Yep, we sure are on that thing. I was fishing in about 30-mile-an-hour north winds yesterday. Winds out of the north yesterday, and getting rained on and everything. I was like, here we go. Winter's about dang here now with this one. It was the first day I had to put on some blue jeans in a long time, I tell you. And we had to get out there and get on it. Yesterday was a tough one. You know, we have these crews. I have a friend in from the Carolinas, like I've been talking to you about the last couple of weeks. These guys are coming in from the Carolinas, staying here for a whole month. And he's flying crews in and out. And so I'm fishing these crews, you know, 3-4 days a week. For the whole month, and it's just a bunch of people. Me and like three other guides are fishing these crews, so fishing's been pretty consistent earlier this week, and then this front came in and it made it a little tough. Yesterday was brutally tough for me. The only kind of kryptonite that I have out there in the bay when chasing redfish and trout is, you know, full moon. You know, if I'm on the boat, a full moon, no wind, you know, or a major cold front, those are the only things that'll really shut them down for me. Make it hard for me to go out there. I can get them in no wind. I just got to hop off the boat, obviously.
I've been there before, and the backside of the full moon, it bites sometimes. But
And we could tell, you know, we were timing it right, you know, with the full moon, because we would get out there maybe an hour or two later in the day, or we'd just end up staying, running. Some of the trips are 8-hour trips, so I'd be out there past noon, you know.
Yeah.
And really, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock until 1:30, 2 o'clock is really the time to get them during that full moon. And we could tell when the bite was on. It was started off slow, and then we'd be out there. We'd be throwing our baits, dropping them in the potholes and whatnot, and on the drop, boom, 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 the baits would be getting slammed on the drop or on the way back to the boat. Fishing was really good for about an hour and a half, and all of a sudden it starts slowing down, you know, and you see the fish following your lure, and you see – you know, barely hooking the fish. And so we could tell that the bite was turning off for us, you know, going back there, going back into that full moon phase, whatever they're doing, they like to do, stopped eating for us. And so we knew that we had a small window to get them each day when the fish were biting the best during that full moon.
Right.
You know? Yeah, but we still managed to catch scratch them out pretty good this week. Nothing too crazy. No huge trout or anything like that. Just a bunch of nice limits of redfish and trout. Until yesterday, that's when it toughened up for everybody. A couple of snook were caught. And we see, went out to the jetties. It was really nice. Shoot, maybe two of the 3 days out for tarpon fishing. I took the crew out there and saw a bunch of fish. We didn't hook up to any the first time. And then the second time went out, caught just a little juvenile, like a little 15, 20 pounder right off the tip of the jetties, which was the guy's first one ever. So that was pretty neat. No monsters. I'm just waiting for this front to pass by. It seems like I might have a couple of good days before the next one comes in to get out there and chase the big fish.
Well, what water temperature do you like down there for it to really get right once it, you know, you break over and get out of the summer to fall transition, you get that water temperature, the right temperature. What's ideal for you once you know you've broken over the barrier and it's going to be awesome the rest of the winter?
Shoot, sir, I can't give you an honest answer on that. I don't follow too much. I don't want to sound like I know everything when I'm not too sure about it.
I understand. You know, hey, at least you're
honest,
man.
I don't follow the water temperature too much. I'll know during the summertime. I'll notice. I'll be like, holy cow, the water temperature here is hot.
See, Brian, you know, we got to get jerk deeper on my leg a little bit there, buddy.
Yeah.
Ideal, 68 exactly, you know? No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, I don't follow that much. You know, when I'm catching them, I ain't looking at the GPS. I'm like, oh, crap, we're catching them now. I better get it while it's good. Don't
it's not even supposed
now
to be good, boys. It's 72 degrees. I can't believe we're getting them. I got you.
So, that's our
Well, a lot of guys, man, they go by that critical water temperature, you know.
A lot of guys do, and I really should start writing it down or looking at it right down in my info so that way I get
Hey, you got to go every day. What does it matter? You're going fishing anyway. That's the way the tides are. You know, I'll look at them and say, well, we got four tides today. At least we have moving water all day. Let's go get them, you know.
Yep, that's what it is. I hardly even check the weather anymore. I just look at I definitely don't check too much. I check the tides and whatnot to see what kind of fishing I want to do, but for the most part, I develop my game plan at the boat dock. It's what the weather and tide says is always a little bit different in your own fishery at your own boat dock. You know, a lot of our tides here are completely wind driven,
right?
Down here, you know, and so our tidal, you know, sheet will say one thing, and then, you know, if it's blowing 20 or something like that, you know, our tide's doing something different than that. So it can be hard to follow a lot of that with it being so shallow here. Such open water that, you know, the past, remember last week we were talking about that king tide that was going on, you know, and it had stayed like that. It had been really a real high tide for a while.
Right.
And now with this cold front that blew in, shoot, it blew all that water out. It's back to normal now. Some of the places I was driving around in, it was like 3.5 feet. All of a sudden now it's back down to 1.5. And, things are looking good, back to normal, except for the fact that it's blowing 30 out of the north, you know?
Yeah.
But the water levels are back to normal, which I like, which is going to put the fish back in the places where I like to catch them. You know, it's going to concentrate them, which makes it easier, especially this time of year. This time of year starts to get a little cooler, less water. You know, you find one or two of those fish, you can usually find six or seven of them, you know, start hanging out a little closer together, not as far spread out.
You know, and a lot of people up here on the upper coast, they don't realize how important that wind-driven current is down you guys' way. You know, that means everything.
Because yeah,
it's
y'all
don't
crucial.
Get those strong tides like we do up here.
And mm-hmm.
You got to have that wind-driven current. Those calm days down there, some of the worst days I've ever had in South Texas fishing have been when it's dead calm.
That's like, that's brutal for me, you know, and you can get out the boat and do it. You know, I do a lot of drift fishing. Most of my bay trips, 80% of them are drift fishing. I'll pull around when there's no wind. I pull around rather than get off and wait unless I got clients that are capable, you know?
Right.
But yeah, no wind, you better stop right on top of them because, you know, we're fishing here all the time. You know, I'm fishing 2 feet or less pretty much, unless we have some kind of weather or cold front or something that's going to make me fish a little deeper. Mm-hmm. The most part's 2.5 feet or less all the time. that I'm fishing. So, you know, those things will affect it a lot quicker, a lot easier, you know. Weather, wind, tide dictates a lot of the stuff in our bay really quick because it's so shallow. You know, if there's no wind, better stop right on top of them because you can't just stop and throw 10 casts and catch a ton of them because it's so skinny here, you know, and it'll be spread out a little bit. They're going to hear you coming. So all that stuff helps out big time.
Yes, it does. I'm with you. I've been there and done that. Bought the T-shirt, wore the hat home, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I get to sleep in this weekend, though. I think I had mentioned to you that I'm an employee of DOA Lures, and so we've got a fishing expo out here on the island this week, and I'm working that fishing expo, fishing show, selling lures, talking to people. So I get a weekend off the water. I might just put some lotion on my hands and return the body back to normal for a couple of days.
I'll tell you what works good to revitalize roasted. Your hands good. Put some good healing lotion on them. Real thick before you go to bed and put latex gloves over them. Sleep like that if you can do it. It doesn't bother you too bad. But you'll wake up the next morning, peel those gloves off, and boy, your hands are just as soft as a baby's bottom.
That's a good idea.
I do that a lot in the winter.
Hands are torn up.
Yeah, when we get those cold fronts in, your hands get all dry and you start getting those cracks in them and line cuts and you know how it is.
It's brutal.
You know, you get those line cuts when you grab a leader with a fish on it because your hands are so messed up and it cuts real easy.
Yeah.
And, boy, that works good for me.
I'm going to have to look into that. What'd you say you're putting on there, healing cream?
Yeah, find you some kind of healing lotion or, you know, I even use a little bit of Neosporin on the cuts, you know, because it's got the antibiotic in it, that antibiotic cream, and then rub your hands down with some really good moisturizer. And, slide those gloves on and just leave them on all night while you're sleeping. Man, it works. It's big time.
Pretty good idea. Not a bad idea. So, yeah, I'm working that show this week and then Monday.
What show is it?
Or this weekend. It's called SPI Fishing Days. It's just a big expo going on at the convention.
Oh, down your way.
Island.
Okay, SPI.
Yep. It's the one that we have down here. You know, usually most of the ones I do are in Houston area. And
right.
Corpus Christi, but this is one that's down here. I think it's the third year that they got it going on. So I'm going to go in there and sell some fishing lures and talk fishing with people, and that'll be good. And then I get kicked right back up with the crew, with a new crew from the Carolinas on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and back to fishing, chasing those redfish and trout. They're all coming in. Every single one of them says, I came to Texas to catch a 30-inch trout. So, okay, let's go give them hell.
Coming in with high expectations. That's kind of like a lot of them when they come in to go deer hunting. They're thinking every deer we got down here is 150-plus inches, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then they go out there set to shoot something like that, and they end up shooting a 120 thinking it's big. Just depends on where they're from and what they've seen in the past, you know.
Yep, but, they're all pretty easy to satisfy as far
but, you know, that's part of hunting. If they're satisfied with killing a spike or whatever, let them do it. I mean, that's, you know. That's what they got their tags for and their license, and if that makes them happy, let them have it.
Yep. Well, they're coming in town, and they're sport fishermen. They're true fishermen. You know, they're not the tourist stuff. You know, so they know what the deal is. They come in, and I want to catch a 30-inch trout, but a ton of stuff. They come in and they say, okay, I want to chase big fish, and I know what the deal is with chasing big fish. You know, we may not go and catch a ton of fish, but as long as somebody catches a big one, then it's all good. You know, that's what we're here for. You know, we understand that we might not catch a ton of fish because that's not what we're trying to do. You know, because I've got different spots. We're trying to go just catch limits of 16-inch trout. You know, we'll go into 5 feet of water and hang out and be done with that, you know, pretty quick in the morning. But if they want to try to chase 28 to 30-inch, you know, 8 to 10-pound trout, we're trying, you know, what they came for, then we're going to have to get skinny, we're going to have to get shallow, and we're going to have to cover some good ground in a bunch of areas, you know, and we might not catch a bunch of limits of fish, you know, to fill up the box with, but we may just get lucky and stick that big one. And they understand that that's what it's all about. So it's not a real huge you know, when somebody comes and saying they expect a 30-inch drought, they just want to chase it is what it is. I should have put they just want to attempt
they call
to get
me
one.
And
so that
one
makes
of
it
those
pretty cool.
Up here, I'll tell them, man, I got a phone number for you. Go down south, this guy right here. You'll have a lot better shot.
It is what it is. The trout fishing, the big trout, you know, it's only going to get better as the winter comes. All the fishing, the lure fishing, everything's going to start getting really good, a lot easier. You know, we're in the midst of our redfish run. Like I told you, I was out at the jetties when you said did that little tarpon, and you're just sitting there. And all of a sudden, a huge school of redfish comes up to the top, you know. And you hook one or two real quick, and then they're gone. And then they'll pop up again. And then everybody hooks up, and then they're gone for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you know. And I saw one of them, you know, I've been seeing schools of trout just chasing, like, these huge balls of shrimp in the bay. The birds are there, then these balls of shrimp came up, and I don't see that often. I saw that probably for the first time ever, a huge ball of shrimp come up like that.
Yeah, that's not too common down your way. That's
I could have cast netted all those shrimp, you know. I they're big shrimp too. They came up to the top, and the birds started working. You throw it in there, and the fish were all over it.
Wow, that makes it easy for your parties. Well, Brian, it's always good talking to you on Friday mornings, man. And I wish you the best with your parties coming up. And if somebody wants to come down to South Padre and hook up with you, what's the best way to find you?
Sure, calling me, area code 956-755-9413. It's going to be a surefire way to get a hold of me. If not, you can always check out my social media or my website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com, and get a hold of me through that.
You got it, man. Well, Brian, always a pleasure, and have a good weekend. Good talking to you.
Thank you, sir. You
All right,
good
buddy. See you now. Take
Goodbye.
Care.
Yep.
All right, that's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.